denied privately criticising the plan, which aims to reduce small boat crossings. Legislation's also being planned in the UK so the African country can be deemed safe. The Immigration Minister, Robert Jenrick, says he's confident that planes will take off to Rwanda before the next election.
This is a plan that is absolutely critical to getting levels down, to really securing our borders, and one which is now being looked at by a range of other European countries who share our determination to tackle this issue.
A 24-year-old man has been charged with murder 6 years after a teenager was stabbed in South London. Jamel Boyce was attacked in 2016 when he was 17, leaving him blind, paralysed and unable to speak. He died last year. The funeral's being held in Israel for a British soldier killed in Gaza. Benjamin Needham, who was 19 and born in England, died on Sunday. We're being urged by the government to stock up on candles and battery-powered radios in case of power cuts. A website's been set up to help households prepare in case of cyber attacks or extreme weather. The cost of Christmas dinner will apparently be just 1.3% up on last year. That's despite high overall inflation, as Matt Steele explains.
Once you've pulled your crackers and you're tucking into turkey and all the trimmings, there's some good news for hard-pressed consumers. Some of the items on your plate will have gone down in price. Kantar says sprouts are 4.3% cheaper than a year ago. Christmas puddings are down 2.4% and sparkling wines nearly 6% less. It says fierce supermarket competitions kept the overall cost for a table of four down to £31.71.
And in an unlikely head-to-head, Vladimir Putin is up against Barbie to be named Time magazine's Person of the Year. The shortlist also includes Taylor Swift and King Charles. And that's the latest. I'm Simon English.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Simon.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
And now the weather today, 7 degrees. Light rain and a gentle breeze. It will hopefully stop raining by about 3 o'clock. And then as we move into the evening, it should be dry. Tomorrow morning, there's a chance of mist very early. So just watch the roads and it should remain dry for most of the day. And then you've got about 25% in the early hours of Tuesday morning. But a dry day tomorrow. Just watch that mist first thing.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company. Proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Very good morning. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM. Now, there has been warnings about... I love how they do this. This is a good way to get people to panic by. Broccoli and cauliflower shortages, I can't say, and smaller sprouts. I quite like a small sprout, don't you? I do love Brussels sprouts. When I was a kid, I hated them. I just hated them because they've got a bit of a bitter taste. But this time of year, I love them. And I love them with like mashed potato, maybe a little meat pie or something. But I do love, I love them with a bit of butter. Salt and pepper. You can put all the bacon, all that. I don't know. I'm not that fussed. But there's something about Brussels sprouts. I love them. I like cabbage. They're little mini cabbages, aren't they? But they've just got that little bitter bit. As a kid, it's like, no. Like peas were like, Now I love peas and Brussels. I don't mind celeriac. I've cooked that a couple of times. It's quite hard to peel the celeriac, but it tastes like celery. Very creamy. You put a lot of butter and sort of maybe some cream and salt and pepper and stuff in it. And it is nice, but it's one of those things that you can only have like maybe a tablespoon of it, a very small, like Swede. I mean, I cooked some Swede probably about 6 months ago. It might have been when it was cold earlier this year. And for some reason, I thought it was going to taste gorgeous. And I cooked it quite well, and it was all mashed up with butter and pepper and salt. And I ate a bit, and I went, that. And then the next spoonful, I was like, I'm never eating that again. It's weird. And I remember my mum used to do it, and I think she used to do sort of mashed Swede. But no, I was like, no, that's not for me. But you can have it. I will eat Swede. I think there's Swede in Cornish pasties, and I don't mind it. As long as it's cooked and it's not like crunchy, you know. But yeah, I don't know. Sweden, not for me. Celeriac, you wouldn't do it at Christmas. I am going to be doing a cauliflower cheese because that always like bacon and cream and all sorts of stuff in it, and then parmesan crust, and it is very, very nice. It's from the Hairy Bikers recipe, and it's very rich, and you only need a teeny, teeny, tiny bit. So I'll make that. Brussels sprouts, turkey, Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, that'll be it. Not too much else. Maybe some... Well, I do like some... I do actually like red cabbage. But I've never cooked it. I've only ever bought it pre-done, you know, in like the little... It's already done for you. So I might buy that. I'm salivating already. Thinking about a Christmas dinner. Prawn cocktail. Got to have that. I don't care who you are. If you're in Essex, you have a prawn cocktail. Don't be mucking about. I know people say, oh, they've gone out of fashion. But it's prawn cocktail Christmas Day. I mean, if you're sitting there with like a baked brie and loads of bread and you dip it, no. If you're from Essex, it should be a prawn cocktail. Homemade sauce, obviously. Or not as a case, but when I say homemade, I mean just getting the jar of mayonnaise and adding some Worcestershire sauce. I can't say that. Some tomato sauce. Salt, pepper, possibly. Yeah, bit of balsamic. I don't know. Anyway, but that's what you should be having. Oh, lovely. I love a prawn cocktail. and then for pudding, I don't normally get that far because I don't normally want anything after. And then occasionally I might have some cheese and biscuits and grapes. But I'm not. I don't like Christmas pudding. Brandy butter, I don't know what that's about. I've tried it, no. Mince pies are the work of the devil. I think that Martin, who's coming in tomorrow with George Bone, who's playing live, said he's going to bring some mince pies in. I thought I'd better tell him, actually. I just can't think of anything worse. Horrible. I keep going, don't like mince pies. Hope he's listening.
my feet are wet. And now she's all over me. It's like I paid for it. It's like I paid for it. I'm gonna pay for this.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House. With Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis, and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Phoenix FM. agenda of a generation, the birth of every other nation. Could go wait the gold of meditation. This chapter's gonna be a close one. Smoke rings, I know you're gonna blow one. All on a spaceship persevering. Use my hands for everything we're fearing. Can't stop the spirits when they need you. Mob jobs are happy when they feed you. J-Thoughts are flyers in the treetop. Birds that blow the meaning in the people. The world I love, the tears I've dropped. To be part of the wave, can't stop. Ever wonder if it's all for you. The world I love, the chains I hop. To be part of the wave, can't stop. Come and tell me when it's time to.
Is the Red Hot Chili Peppers with Can't Stop.
This life is more than ordinary. Can I get you, baby, with three of these? Coming from a space to teach you what the Pleiades. Can't stop the spirits when they need you. This life is more than just a read-through.
I absolutely love local radio. It is the best way to stay in touch with what's going on in your area. So stay tuned.
Now, Brigitte over in France, she said, you're such a sweetheart. Thank you. I love hearing you salivate as you describe the food and the dishes you like. I wonder, do you have cauliflower cheese over there, Brigitte? Is that like a dish in France, or it might be a slightly different version? I don't know why. I always think French people can cook. I don't know what it is. It's something about, you know, you think that everybody over in France can cook really beautiful food. I wonder if they've got a cauliflower cheese recipe. Yeah, I might actually tell you about the Hairy Bikers one, because it is so delicious. But you only need like a tiny spoonful of it because it's so rich. Every time I ever make it, if I have to do Sunday lunch, everyone always loves it, and it always goes as well. I think once it didn't. There was a little bit left, and I was a bit disappointed. But normally, I look, and it's like scraped off. And I cook it in like a cast iron. It's so heavy, though. I've only got one of those. In fact, all my saucepans are falling to bits. But that one will last forever. You know the brand. They're normally in blue or orange. I don't know where I got it from. I must have bought it in a sale years ago. But they never go wrong if you buy one of those. The only thing is, they're heavy. And I wouldn't want to fry, you know, even sometimes when you get a frying pan, it's too heavy. You can't be bothered. My mum used to say that. So the frying pan too heavy, I can't be bothered to cook anything in it anymore. Anyway, I'm still thinking about food. Hell, it's only 11:30. I have a job for Scott Ross. If you're listening, Scott, when you get in, it'll be the same thing as yesterday. But today I have sticky tape. He'll know what I'm talking about. Now, my track of the year. All the presenters here on Phoenix FM do their presenter picks. So it'd be an album of the year and a track of the year. My album of the year is Steve Mortimer with Psalms from the Gutter. He's a local singer, songwriter and producer, and we played his tracks yesterday. And today it is the time for my track of the year, which is Beat Bakery featuring George Bone, who is actually going to be a guest on tomorrow. So looking forward to him playing live in the studio. So this is One More Time by Beat Bakery featuring George Bone, and this is my track of 2023.
My eyes on you, your eyes on me, moving left and right, but you're all I see. Let's make a move, don't go away. This feeling's worth too much, and I'm here to stay. Can't escape you when you say you love me. Try to roam and yet you're all that I see. My heart is racing when I feel you touch me. And you're showing me the way. We could stay all night, dancing to the flow. And when the mood is right, we can take it slow. And if you're feeling fine, we'll see where we can go. Just one more time, just one more time. All night, just one more time. Close your eyes. Our love isn't built for the TV screen. Stop the show, set us free. Let's experiment, make some chemistry. Can't escape you when you say you love me. Try to roam and yet you're all that I see. My heart is racing when I feel you touch me. And you're showing me the way. We could stay.
Isn't that a fantastic track? I love it. I've been playing it out for about the last 2 months. And thanks very much to Beat Bakery and George Bone for sending that track in. I just love it. And they also have had tracks out with Susanna early this year and Milena as well. And I've been on BBC Introducing, I think, both George Bone and Beat Bakery as well. So they're going to be doing big things in 2024. And it's just great when you get bands or acts and you just, yeah, it is. It's lovely. Great song, isn't it? Yeah. Everyone's going, it's a great song. Yeah, it's just got, it's just so hooky. And they're lovely guys as well. And independent, absolutely independent. So there we go. Just one more time, you can stay all night. I know, it's lovely, isn't it? Yeah, I love it. She says she's dancing. Just come up to 11:26, listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM. Let's have a little bit of Jason Derulo. This is a Want to Want Me.
It's too hard to sleep. I got the sheets on the floor, nothing on me. And I can't take it no more, it's 100 degrees. I got one foot out the door, where are my keys? Cause I gotta leave, yeah, in the back of the cab. I took the drive ahead of time, get me the fast. I got your body on my mind, I want it bad. Ooh, just the thought of you gets me so high.
The judgment day.
Oh,
That is the late, great Whitney Houston. My love is your love. Just going to 11:34. Let's get some traffic and travel.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Now, there were problems earlier on the M25. Let's have a little look. Still there. It's reduced, though, quite a bit. Lane closed on entry road due to long-term roadworks on the M25 anti-clockwise at Junction 28, A12 Brentwood Brook Street. Roundabout, expect delays down one lane, affecting traffic back onto the roundabout. That's on the Harold Wood side. But there's still problems coming off on the M25 Lakeside direction, coming down to Brook Street roundabout, but it's not as bad as it was. Along the A1023 is clear, so getting onto the roundabout that way is fine. And Wilson's Corner, always a little bit busy, but the Ongar Road's flowing quite nicely at the moment. Some road works, you've got temporary traffic signals due to guest main work on the A129 Rayleigh Road, that's at Hutton Place. Heading down from Brook Street roundabout down towards Lakeside, you've got a clear run, and in the opposite direction up towards the M11. You'll get more traffic and travel in an hour. Bridget sent me forward a recipe for Vietnamese salad. Oh, my friend's actually doing a Vietnamese cooking course on Thursday this week. He's making a few dishes. He's doing a cookery course, Vietnamese. He was over there this year and said it was amazing. The people, the food, everything. He travelled all over Vietnam for 2 weeks. She says, le gratin, what's that?
Chauvelet.
I can't pronounce that, sorry. So that is that was my attempt, but it's a lovely cauliflower cheese, and it's got heavy cream or whipping cream, and it's also got a little bit of garlic in it as well, so that looks nice. The one that I do, the cauliflower cheese I do, I've forgotten, it's the Hairy Biker's recipe that's got bacon and mushrooms. So if you don't like mushrooms, leave them out, but you've got you cook the mushrooms in butter, you cook the bacon juice, you cook the mushrooms in, and then it has Gruyere cheese, Parmesan crumb top with ciabatta, and cauliflower. Then I always put a little bit of cheddar in, because I like a little bit of a strong cauliflower cheese, and sometimes when you put the milder cheese you don't get it, but Gruyere is really expensive, so I kind of mix half and half and then Parmesan on top. Bridget said I'll make it for you one day. Oh, Bridget, yeah, just come over and I'll just come over there and just eat. I always imagine in France that you're outside and there's a lovely sort of red and white checkered tablecloth, and there's wine from the local place up the road. You just go, yeah, got a bottle of wine, bottle of red. I don't mind a bottle of red. I prefer white, but yeah, I'll drink red. And you've got your lovely French bread and you've got all these dishes. That's what I imagine in my head. Yeah. But, Bridget's probably thinking, you're not coming over to my house ever and I'm not cooking. It would be nice. I don't know what's about me today. I'm feeling like, you know, when you want a proper dinner with, like, you know, I've been talking about Brussels sprouts and it set me off. Here's McCalmont and Butler. This is called Yes.
Yeah.
Apostles featuring Tasha Robinson, When I Find You.
I ran to the coast, I ran to the woods, I ran as fast as I possibly could.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full ATOL and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Your local hospice needs your support this festive season, and there are so many ways that you can make a difference. Purchase your Secret Santa and stocking filler gifts at any St. Francis Hospice store. Host a jumpers or gym jams day at work, or support the Christmas tree recycling service. The team at St. Francis Hospice will pick up and recycle your real Christmas tree for a donation with a brand new sponsor, the Sharp Group. So support your local hospice this Christmas.
Phoenix FM.
You've seen it all before. A million miles have said that too.
The Human League with Love Action, and coming up next is Bananarama, a brand new one from them. This is called Feel the Love. That is Two Door Cinema Club. Bridget's trying to organise us coming over to France. I want to. I'll come over to France for a long weekend. I'll be straight over there. Straight over there. There's food and conversation and fun. I have met Bridget before, actually, because she's a massive fan of the Konjacs. And we were in... I can't remember. There's a festival, and she came over for the festival. And it was great to meet her. And I know they've been in Brentwood as well recently. They've been doing some gigs in Brentwood High Street. Forgotten the name of the place, the pub. It's gone from my mind. But they have been over, actually. So, Very cold today. I don't know if it, actually, my feet are cold. My calves are cold. I better stand up and start mooching around in a minute. Maybe I should put on a song that's a bit more lively. Maybe a bit of disco. What disco type of song do you fancy? Not that I can hear you. Oh, I know. That one. Any idea what that is? No, me neither. Here we go. It was in the wrong key. Come on, I'm going to stand up. Here we go. I'm right, okay. One, two. I'm doing my movement of the day. Doesn't sound right. I'm doing my moves of the day. I'm going one, two. One, two. One, two. And do, 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 do. If you've been sat down all day like I have so far, then just a little bit of movement will help. Do, do, do. Yeah. Do, da. Do, 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 da. Get ready. Here we go. Burn, baby, burn. Burn, baby, burn. I'm singing and dancing. Burn, baby, burn. Burn, baby. I'll be back with you after the news.
Burn him! To my surprise, this 100 stories high. People are getting loose, y'all. They're getting down on the roof to hear. The fog was flaming. Out of control. It was so entertaining. When the boogie started to blow, I heard some.
I'm still dancing.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.